This is KERA News. I'm Stephanie Kuo. In Dallas's refugee-rich Vickery Meadow neighborhood, there's a collective of artists determined to change the conversation about women and race. As part of our weekly State of the Art series, I report these artists are as young as 12 years old. We are at Translation, a community art collective in the heart of Vickery Meadow. This is a safe space for immigrants, refugees, anyone in the community who wants to be heard. Today, it's reserved for these four young women.
My name is Shade Velasquez. I'm 12.
My name is Jasmine Quintanilla, and I'm 18.
My name is Tishi, and I'm 17 years old.
My name is Ruha Hagar. That's R-O-O-H-A-H-A-G-H-A-R. And I'm 17.
They, along with four others, came together a little over a year ago to publish Zine X. It's a small booklet, 4 by 6 inches, filled with poetry, original sketches, collages. Jasmine Quintanilla launched the zine. She was inspired by a documentary on the Riot Girl movement, the underground punk feminism of the 90s.
Girls around the world are always, like, not represented enough or never get a chance to actually, like, speak their voice. And so Zine X is just kind of, like, a way for girls in the neighborhood who I know don't really get a chance to speak out against things that they're uncomfortable with.
Like politics, racism, sexism, things that have touched every corner of these girls' lives.
I think now with, like, the political climate, things that I create always have that message of, oh, this is what I'm fighting for, this is what's wrong.
A lot of that is how women and people of color are treated in public spaces. Sade Velasquez is Quintanilla's little sister, and at age 12, she's sick of being told she doesn't get it.
Because I am young, and adults don't take young women seriously, and especially young women my age, they think they know what's right for you.
The group's published two zines, which they passed out at Diverse Lounge in Deep Ellum. Each girl also has a personal project. Velasquez is working on her own zine, one that focuses on the pivotal women of the farm labor rights movement in the 60s.
You cannot pretend that we do not exist.
Like Dolores Huerta.
Ignorance to our problems because we are here.
A lot of people see Cesar Chavez as just the full face, and so I'm kind of just doing my research, looking at old articles, old photos, and like making artwork that represents how even in such a period like that, women were still silenced and not able to participate in sort of allowing themselves to be proud.
Gender, race, and sense of place have always been an artistic focus for these girls. Since President Trump's election, they're finding it even harder to feel at home. Tishi is a Karen refugee from Myanmar. Her family's been in the States for a decade. These days, they can't ignore the rhetoric around refugees.
Well, I used to read a lot of YouTube comments, and I'm like, okay, so there are people out there that are still racist, that still, like, want people who are not like them to get out of their country. And that really got to me. It really hurt me in the heart.
She keeps reminding her parents this is their home. That doesn't stop them from worrying they'll have to leave someday. What really irks Ruha Havlar is the misinformation.
So I've had teachers tell me that refugees should just stop coming to America because first, America is losing its whiteness or its Americanness. And second of all, he's tired of paying for us with his tax money.
Havlar says the help her family got was money well spent. They came to Vickery Meadow from Iran 4 years ago, fleeing religious persecution. She channels her anger and her longing for home into spray paint. She applies a stencil onto the back of a denim jacket, a poem in Farsi.
Bemocha begu kemi yavoshtar beham zanet. Tell the waves of the ocean to crash into each other slower.
Art like this is a way for her to stay close to her roots.
Like every morning that I wake up, I try to remember what my childhood looked like. I know it sounds stupid, but I don't really want to forget these things.
For these young artists, culture and the past are inescapable. So is the present.
What scared me the most about the election is how many people agreed with Trump.
I hate to be that person that's kind of just consciously looking around.
Or you get like a racist slur for no reason.
Oh, we're immigrants too. What are they going to do to us?
You still feel the hate and you still feel the hurt.
They're still scared.
The culture shock.
The betterment of my country.
Unapologetically being brown.
Clinical depression. Gay rights.
False information.
Black Lives Matter. Documented citizens.
Friends.
Oppression.
Being the angry minority.
It's hard. It's hard.
It all serves as an important reminder. Though she be but little, she is fierce. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.